John Edgar Wideman writes mostly about what African American men are up against in this country. He writes both fiction and nonfiction. His new book is Philadelphia Fire. Critic John Leonard has a review.
On May 13, 1985, on Osage Avenue in West Philadelphia, a group of black people, members of a cult that called itself MOVE, living in the city as if in the woods, in smelly disorder, refused a court order to abandon their home. So a SWAT team shot up that home, and a police helicopter dropped a bomb on it, and 6 adults and 5 children died, and 53 houses were destroyed, and 262 people were left homeless, and a grand jury decided not to indict anybody. And this bombing is one of the things John Edgar Wideman's remarkable new book is about. But Philadelphia Fire, part novel, part memoir, part deconstruction of the text of black American manhood, is also about politics in City Hall and on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania, about history and Indian ghosts with flame-colored bodies in the ruins of the city, about adults left out of Western culture and children lost to drugs and prison and rage, about failed marriages, exile, basketball, and The Tempest, a play by Earl the Pearl Shakespeare. Cudjoe is an African-American writer and teacher, a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania, who ran away from his job, his marriage, and Philadelphia to a Greek island. On Mykonos, he heard about Osage Avenue. He returns, hoping to write a book and to find a child, a creature of ash and skin and wind, who escaped the fire and vanished into the city, who became Simba, a hero, magic, they say. But Cudjoe is only one of several alter egos of the novelist Wideman. Others include the mad clairvoyant of Osage Avenue, called King, and Timbo, the mayor's man, who went to Penn with Cudjoe, and J.B., a derelict who also went to Penn, who lives on garbage and pretends blindness, and who carries in a stolen briefcase a loaded gun. And there's also the novelist Wideman himself, who shows up in person in the second half of the book. Cudjoe can't write at all, he says, without splitting apart. Neither can Wideman, he admits here, apportioning his mind to these children of Caliban. Wideman also ran away into the literature of the West, into Shakespeare and Joyce, and he despairs here of his own son going mad in prison. How does it feel, the novelist asks, to be inhabited by more than oneself? Philadelphia Fire is a book of brilliant correspondences, but not of tidy closure. It can't wrap itself up, because the culture is schizophrenic. If Cudjoe seeks the lost Simba, Wideman mourns his lost son. If Osage Avenue burns, so will the derelict, J.B. And if there's a Greek island, there is also Shakespeare's, with Caliban, that dark thing, the first slave, the first dead Indian. Before he ran away, Cudjoe wanted to mount an all-black children's production of The Tempest in a city park, with Caliban as hero, as if black intellectuals, having gone to Penn instead of Osage Avenue, could take Shakespeare away from the canon, from T.S. Eliot and the Wasteland. But of course Prospero, the first imperialist with his magic books, will always be the hero. Caliban will never sleep with Miranda. And the black children of the city, those who haven't been shot, blown up, burnt, drowned, or hanged from basketball rims, run wild in war paint on the city streets at the end of Philadelphia Fire, instead of speaking Shakespeare. This is The Fire, next time.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Philadelphia Fire by John Edgar Wideman.